97.5 WQB. Good morning. It is 10 after 6. Kind of a special day today. Jake's in. I'm in. Al's not in yet. Not sure where Al is, but we've got a special guest with us this morning. We're trying to determine, Jake, how far away he is. And Andy Schmidt.
It's pretty far.
It's pretty far. Andy Schmidt is with us. He's now, what branch of the service are you with, Andy?
Well, I'm a United States Air Force officer, but I got dropped out here and embedded with the United States Army. So I'm Air Force, but I had to learn to speak HUA.
Okay, well, he's actually in a town called, if I get this right, Hadad, Afghanistan. Is that right?
It's actually Herat.
Herat, Afghanistan. Okay.
Herat, Afghanistan.
How far away from, let's say, Dunbar, West Virginia, are you?
I'm guessing probably 7,000 or 8,000 miles, maybe a little bit more. I know it's 8.5 time zones. I can tell you that. It's almost 3 o'clock in the afternoon here.
Holy smokes! And what's the weather like? What's the weather like in Afghanistan?
Well, luckily, most of the summer dust storms and the heat is broken. Right out here, we got it's a little mild. It's dry. It's been cold at night. Typical desert, kind of like you'd see in Death Valley. But I'm thankful that, like I said, the dust storms and the swarms of flies are gone because the winter's getting here.
All right, and we see these pictures of, and it's one thing that has always terrifies me when I'm praying for the troops. I always worry about this. We've seen pictures of these giant, they call them sand spiders. Have you seen those? Are they real? I mean, is that something that's real?
Yeah, they're actually called camel spiders. They are real. I'm lucky, I haven't seen any up here this far north. When I was in Kandahar 5 years ago, we saw a good bit. I'm more worried about the snakes out here, to be honest with you. They found some cobras, I know, at some of the other bases not far away.
Oh, my goodness. Now, Andy, one thing we need to do today, you've got, of course, your wife and son live in Washington, or near Washington, D.C., but your mom and dad live right here in Dunbar. Is that right?
That's absolutely right. And my brother, too.
All right, and if you could say anything in the world to them this morning, what would you say to them?
Hey, Dad, Mom, Dad, get better. Bo and Jeannie, I'm safe and sound out here. Just want you to know I'm doing the best I can. Look forward to being home in a couple months. Hello, Grandma Josephine up there in Dunbar, and my brother Steve in South Charleston. Everybody take care. I'll be home soon, I promise.
All right, Andy, and if you know, this is normally the time we do the school lunch menus. Now, do you get to eat normal food, or you get that stuff that's in the pouch you pour water in?
Those MREs.
Yeah.
No, yeah, I'm lucky I'm not eating out of a rubber bag anymore. When I got to this place, we actually have 3 hots and a cot, so I'm lucky I get a half-decent breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and a good cup of coffee.
All right, well, if you don't mind, we'll do it. If you'll help us out, he's got access to the Internet, so he's going to help us out. Kanawha County this morning for breakfast has French toast sticks with syrup. For lunch, they got chicken fajitas, refried beans, chips, and salsa and pears. And if you don't mind, Andy, what are they having to eat in Putnam County today?
In Putnam County today, for breakfast, they got toasted bagels with cream cheese and orange wedges. For lunch, you got chili, baked potatoes, steamed broccoli, and cornbread.
Well, that sounds pretty good.
Lincoln County is having a harvest bread muffin square for breakfast.
Ooh.
Eat before you go to school. And then for lunch, spaghetti with sauce, coleslaw roll, lime sherbet, and orange wedges.
All right, Boone County, for breakfast, we got bagel with cream cheese and oatmeal. For lunch, we got country fried steak, mashed potatoes, roll, and orange halves. How about Jackson County, Andy? What have we got in Jackson County?
Jackson County this morning has a breakfast of scrambled eggs, toast, and juice. And for lunch, you got your sloppy joes, coleslaw, potato wedges, jello, and apricots.
All right.
Ooh, Al's favorite.
Yeah.
Campbell County is having a breakfast wrap and fruit for breakfast. And then for lunch, once again, sloppy joe, creamy coleslaw, quick baked potato, and oranges.
Andy, can you stick with us for a little bit? Are you okay to stick around for a little bit?
I'd like to stay on the air until we get cut off.
Okay. Well, hang on. We'll be back. Andy Schmidt is with us this morning from Afghanistan. We'll get back with him shortly here at WQBE. Good job, Andy. You're doing good.
Thank you very much. Appreciate the good words.
And this is Al.
Doing my best.
To come in. Al's
glad
to come to work.
I'm Andy.
Well, good morning, Al.
Yes, it is.
And I don't know if you have...
You know, I grew up in... I'm sorry, go ahead.
Go ahead, you're all right. Go ahead, keep talking.
I was going to tell you, I didn't just grow up in Dunbar. I actually grew up originally in Tyler Mountain. I drove by that studio all the time. I went to Tyler Elementary, which is no longer there, pretty much right across the street from your studios.
Oh, good grief. How about that?
Yeah, it's a school for troubled youths or something now.
Well, I think it was when I went there, too.
Yeah. Now,
what he said.
Do you have McDonald's in Afghanistan? Uh-oh. Get cut off. Are you there?
No, I'm here. I just went out for a second. I'm here.
You have got any fast food in Afghanistan, like McDonald's or anything?
Absolutely not. I've heard that some of the bigger bases might have a Subway or a Burger King, but not out where I'm at. I mean, again, you're not calling a city. You're calling a fire base in the middle of nowhere.
What do the people...
There's not a whole lot here except for dust and HESCO barriers and bunkers and...
Also, is it
heavy weapons? That's pretty much it.
They saw some cobra snakes too.
Oh my God!
Yeah. And what do the people in Afghanistan do for a living? What do they do?
Well, probably 10-15 miles north of us is a city called Herat, and you'd be surprised. There's a couple hundred thousand people there. They everything you'd expect: manufacturing, shopkeepers. Some people go up there from time to time. There's a big Coca-Cola manufacturing plant up there. There's obviously we deal with the soldiers, guys that are in the Army, but this place out here is a little different than the rest of the country. It's a little more prosperous, a little more safe.
Yeah. Are the people nice as a whole?
The ones I deal with are very nice. The ones I deal with definitely want the Americans to be here. Definitely. They're good people. It's different country, different customs, but we've been here 9 years. I think we're starting to rub off on each other.
What language do they speak?
Out here, it's a language called Dari, which is like, it's the same thing as Farsi. It's hard to explain. It's the other side, they speak something called Pashtun. So it's kind of like the two national languages, but you'd actually be surprised how many of them speak English after all these years.
Oh, my word.
Their English is better than my Dari.
All right, hold on. We'll be got to play one song. We'll be back on here. I don't want a second. You know
not
any
good
jokes?
In Farsi.
Do you know any jokes?
Do I know any jokes?
And I'm gonna tell you why. Al at 6:20 this morning does the 6:20 funny. Yesterday's was really bad.
It was not.
It was bad. And we thought if you knew a good joke, you could tell it for the 6:20 funny.
I'm probably not your guy. Any of my jokes probably couldn't say on the air. Sorry about that.
Well, somehow you can't say on the air either.
Looking.
What is it that you do for the military? What do you do? What's your job?
Well, out here, what I'm doing is I'm working with the Army and the police, the local Afghan Army police, and we're training them on information operations. Mm-hmm. You got the Taliban out here doing a lot of bad things, and but most of the population's illiterate, so they can't read newspapers. So what we try to do is get the information out there, exactly the good stuff that the Afghan Army's doing, that the government's taking charge. So we're training these guys on, putting stuff out on the radio, working in the community, doing children's days, kind of really getting the Army and the police out in the community. Mm-hmm. But it's all about trying to present a positive image and counteract the Taliban propaganda. So at the end of the day, I'm with a big training group, and all we're doing is training the Army and the police. We like to say we're trying to work our way out of a job.
All right. And we hear this comes back to that original question I had, the Taliban. How do you know when you see somebody that they're the Taliban? They don't wear a Taliban uniform or anything, do they? How do you know that?
Well, when they're shooting.
Well, the ones I've seen in my last deployment, to be honest with you, it's not like they're just walking around in the city.
Yeah.
They're pretty much at this point in the margins. They're knocked out in, the middle of nowhere. They're staying up in the mountains. They're not running free, and they're not walking around. So, if I see them, usually they're in handcuffs already.
Yeah. All right. He said he just missed Toby Keith. Toby Keith was there.
Huh.
All right, we're letting Rascal Flatts. I got about another minute to sing. We'll be back on.
Man, I tell you what.
Okay, I'm on your time.
All right.
I just about overslept. Worse. I looked over at the clock. I thought, I better check, see what time it is. 6:12. This ain't good.
God bless the broken road, Rascal Flats, and God bless our military. And we are fortunate this morning to be talking with Andy Schmidt, who actually used to live across from our office out on Tyler Mountain. His parents still live over in Dunbar. Andy's with us this morning, and Andy is a little farther away than, let's say, Al's house, which is 65 feet from the station. We figured out he's 8,000 miles from home.
Oh, man, in Afghanistan, somewhere Afghanistan.
Yeah. Andy, you say you grew up on Tyler Mountain. Where'd you go to high school?
Actually, I was in the last class at Old Dunbar High School, 1990, so it's been a while, but last class in Dunbar.
Did you ever play in the Commode Bowl?
No, I got an invite a few times. I can't tell you I had the courage. I've seen some broken legs and broken collarbones watching that game.
And Andy is... Herat, Afghanistan. Did I get that right this time?
It's close enough. Herat, Afghanistan. And far western side.
He's with our military. And what is your job there in Afghanistan? What do you do from a day-to-day job for the military?
Well, what we're doing out here on the far west side is we're training the police and the army to try to take over operations themselves. A lot of different skills they need to be able to run a full army, full police. We keep trying to say we're trying to work ourselves out of a job. But what me and my team do out here is we're training some of the high-level officers, the generals and the colonels, on information operations. Taliban does some really bad stuff out here to the population. But you have a population, a lot of it's illiterate. So we're trying to really get the information out, have the army just kind of communicate to the people what exactly they're doing. You know, we put together like children's days so they can get out in the community, show the strength of the government. But the big thing is when you have a whole population that exists off rumor, you want to make sure that your voice gets out there and you counteract all the lies that the bad guys are putting out. So we train them on information, and then there's a lot of different training that's going on out here. Just, you know, you're training people to be able to drive military vehicles who've probably never seen a car in their life. So, again, it's all about bringing up their capabilities so they can take over the country themselves, and someday we can, you know, have everybody come back home.
How long have you been there, and how long do you think you're going to have to stay?
Well, I'm about 4 months into a six-month deployment. I might get extended, but I'm hoping I'll be back after the New Year's. Hopefully I'll make it home for the Super Bowl. But I've been on the ground here in this side of the country for about 4 months.
You get the chance to watch the Mountaineers on TV or not?
Oh, yeah, I do. You know, I tell you what, that loss last week just broke my heart. But luckily I get Armed Forces Network out here, and they've shown, I got to watch Marshall game, South Florida game. I'm going to catch the UConn game. Usually what I'll do is I wake up at 4 o'clock in the morning and catch it live. This is the first year since 1986 I'm not going to catch at least one home game. So that's one of the big things I miss about home is my Mountaineers.
Yeah, I know you went to WVU. If you don't mind, at this point, this is where Al does the 620 funny. Yesterday's was not real funny. Is today's funnier than yesterday, Al?
Well, yeah, but I liked yesterday's.
Yeah, but you're entertaining the troops in Afghanistan.
Okay, well, all right, well, let's try this one.
All right, Andy, see if you like this one.
a young blonde helicopter reporter insisted she wanted to learn to fly the helicopter solo. So the pilot took her out, showed her how to start it, gave her the basics, sent her on her way to learn the rest by radio. After she climbed 1,000 feet, she radioed in. I'm doing great. I love it. The view is so beautiful. I'm starting to get the hang of this. After 2,000 feet, she radioed again, saying how easy it was to fly. The instructor watched her climb to over 3,000 feet and was beginning to worry that she hadn't radioed in. A few minutes later, he watched in horror as she crashed about a half a mile away. He ran over, pulled her out of the wreckage. When he asked what happened, she said, "Well, you know, I don't know. Everything was going fine, but as I got higher, I was starting to get cold. I can't remember anything after I turned off that big fan.
Okay, well, that was better than yesterday.
I think it was pretty good.
All right, well, yeah, but you're in Afghanistan. All right, stand by. We'll do another break here at 6:30, then we'll let you get back to protecting yourself. And I'm thinking about kids that are getting up to go to school here in America. Really have no idea how good we got it, do we?
Yeah, I couldn't have said it any better. I mean, it's tough leaving home. I mean, I don't want to talk, you know, like in cliches, but we're definitely over here fighting for something. You get over here, you give up all those great things you take for granted over there. It's hard. And these people over here would give anything to have it.
Yeah. My gosh.
You know, one of the things I will say, if you throw any tag on there, I'm still in the West Virginia National Guard. I don't live in West Virginia anymore, but I've stayed in the West Virginia National Guard because I love the state so much.
Okay. All right. Stand by. We'll be right back.
Okay.
Now, if you run into anybody you know that's not in your, let's say, not in your guard, it's kind of unusual that you run into them over there, 8,000 miles away from home.
I haven't actually stumbled at anybody just yet that I know, to be honest with you. Maybe some people I trained with back in the States, but nothing really.
Yeah.
Nothing that made me shook my head. Like I said, I'm out here with the active duty Army. I pretty much just see American soldiers and Afghan soldiers all day long.
Of course, you know, we're in the middle of an election. All we have now are attack ads running.
Yeah. That's good for the radio stations.
Yeah, but
as long as they pay their bills.
Yeah, and we're just sick of hearing the rock thrones going on. But, again, it's one of the good things about our country, even if it is turned negative, but it's still a good thing about our country.
Well, you know, I was out here, I guess it was 2 months ago, I was out here for the big national elections, and you'd be surprised how much they're getting like us. It's the same thing.
Really?
Rock throwing, and then when election day comes, only 40% of the people show up, just like America.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Brief. All right. I'll give us a second here. We'll get into news, and we'll unfortunately have to let you go, but we do appreciate you coming. But stand by. We'll go back on in about 2 minutes.
Ooh, okay.
Is it still hot there this time of year? Because I know it's a different
season. It's actually, you know, the heat broke off about a week ago when we've had this cool desert air come in. It's been cold at night, but it's been nice in the day. When I got here, it was about 110 degrees. Huge dust storms. It was dust storms and swarms of flies. Not a place you'd want to be.
Do the people take a bath or not? The people live there.
Yeah, actually, believe it or not, I mean, you know, I hear all those negative stereotypes. I have a lot of interpreters I work with, and they all live in town. And yeah, they wear American clothes. They speak great English, and they got the same hygiene we do. I mean, there's clean and dirty people everywhere you go in the world.
Yeah. Was their lifestyle pretty much like ours, or totally different?
You know, in a lot of ways, you'd be kind of surprised. Everybody out here has a cell phone. Doesn't matter who they are. You can see a beggar on the street and he has a cell phone. That's the one thing that works. It's a little different way of life, and I mean, they have a different religion. That's their way.
Yeah.
Just different.
Okay. How about these cobras? If you live in the city, do cobras live in the desert? Is that where they live?
Yeah, actually, well, I can't tell you because I'm not a scientist. All I know is that we got some intel traffic came in with some pictures. It's one of the bases close to us, and I guess people have been eating in their rooms. And they said, don't eat in your rooms because crumbs attract mice, mice attract cobras. And they had a picture of a 4-foot cobra that it's found in somebody's room. So I don't eat in my room.
Oh, my God. Oh, and shoot the man that does eat in the room.
Exactly.
Well said.
Good grief.
I didn't know they had cobras there. I knew they did in India and so on, but, well, that's not that
bad. Well, we're only one or two countries over from India.
Yeah.
These same part of the world.
Yeah.
What about them big-ass spiders?
I ask you, if you'd come in on time, Al, you'd have the answer to that. But go ahead, tell him again, Andy.
I was going to say, I haven't seen them up here, but when I was down in Kandahar 5 years ago, they're called camel spiders. And, yeah, they're pretty big and they're pretty scary. Saw a few of them. That's why, you definitely don't leave your boots outside at night.
So the camel spiders are outside. They're not in the house.
I haven't seen any inside the house. I've seen some spiders, but I haven't seen any camel spiders here where I'm at now.
All right, hold on.
When I was in the southern part of the country, I saw a few.
But you QBE, interesting to be talking with Andy Schmidt. He's serving our country in Afghanistan, and he joins us. His family lives in Dunbar. His mom and dad live in Dunbar. Now, who are your mom and dad? Do they live on Tyler Mountain? Is that where they live?
No, that's where actually we live when we were little. They live up on Roxana Hills, off Roxana Road. My dad, Bo, and my mom, Jeannie.
And your grandmother's still here, is that right?
That's correct, yeah. She lives up there as well. So I still have family down there. In fact, when I get back in country in January, that's my goal for the first weekend, is to get down to Kanawha County to see the family.
All right, and another thing we talked about, as kids are getting up, getting ready to go to school here in America, you're in Afghanistan, 8,000 miles away. We as Americans pretty much take everything we've got for granted. When you get to a country like Afghanistan, you really get some idea how good we got it, don't you?
Well, yeah, I couldn't have said it any better myself. I mean, there's a lot of people out there that would give anything to have what we have in our country. And it's not just their freedom, but it's their way of life. Just safety and security, driving down the road, not having to worry about, hitting a roadside bomb or... We have it very lucky, and you give up everything to come out here. And there's so many young men and women out here sacrificing so much to be out here and leaving home to come out here and do this mission and keep everything safe for everybody else. So, especially some of the younger soldiers I see, that 18, 19 year old, to me they're kids. They give up a lot, and I hope everybody home appreciates it.
Well, know that we appreciate it, Andy, and we pray for you folks all the time, and it's a unique opportunity to get to talk with you there in Afghanistan. And if you would just relay our messages to all our servicemen and women, how much we appreciate what they're doing, that we'll keep in our prayers, and hopefully we're going to get you home, in a couple of months? You think you're coming home in 2 months?
Yeah, I'm hoping to be home by the Super Bowl. That's kind of what I'm shooting for, sometime in the NFL playoffs in January. We'll see.
All right, who's going to make it to the Super Bowl, in your opinion?
Oh wow! I'm thinking Steelers. I'm thinking Steelers Giants. If you ask me, and I have to snap an answer, I'd say right now Pittsburgh Steelers, New York Giants.
Well, that's not bad. We got Megan, our news person, Megan Madison, joining us. Megan, we're talking to Andy Schmidt. He's over in Afghanistan.
I've been listening.
And he hasn't seen any camel spiders, but he has seen some cobra snakes. Would you like him to bring one back for you? Okay. Andy, God bless you and all our servicemen and women. Thanks for checking in with us today, and stay safe, and hopefully we'll get you home in a couple of months.
Hey, God bless you guys. Take care.
All right. We'll see you later, buddy.